Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Pennsylvania officials announced that they were suing e-cigarette manufacturer Juul for using illegal practices to get young people addicted. As KYW's Justin Udo reports, experts now want parents to know the battle against e-cigarettes is bigger than just a court case, and they need to properly arm themselves to keep their kids tobacco-free.
30% of minors across the U.S. tried vaping last year, according to Commonwealth officials who say they're trying to get a handle on the situation.
Now is really the time to look forward and kind of focus on solutions. And for parents, they need to know that the landscape of vaping is rapidly changing.
Christine Storm with Karen Treatment Centers in Philadelphia says there are some signs parents should look for or keep in mind when it comes to figuring out if your child is using e-cigarettes.
Increased need for money, acting more secretive, locking their bedroom door, unexplained sweet scents coming from vape juices.
The vaping conversation is not a one-time deal, says Storm, who adds peers and advertisements will constantly try to get your child to give in.
They're vigilant and they have to do their research. They have to look out there for the most up-to-date information because their kids know what's going on, so it's important for us to know.
She says if you do find out your child is vaping, there are a number of secession programs you can find out about on KYWNewsRadio.com.
Some schools offer support groups. There's also several digital supports that are free.
Justin Udo, KYW News Radio.